Hoshea Parakeh, which we're starting 3 days before Tisha B'Av, but only 2 days of actual shiur before we get there, is more mussar from the Navi towards Yisrael, but now especially towards Yehuda. And as we prepare ourselves for the anniversary of the destruction of the Beis HaMikdash, the Navi Hoshea was warning them long before it actually happened to shape up. Shimu Zos HaKohanim. And he's talking to the leaders. Hear this, Kohanim, the leaders of the people. And the Kohanim, generally speaking, are going to be the people of Yehuda, because in Yisrael, Yeravam ben Nevat built his two golden calves and appointed whoever he wanted to be priests. So his respect for Kohanim, and therefore much of the ten tribes, they didn't look at them in a leadership position. And the Kohanim who were there were worshiping idols the same as everybody else. Now, not only that, as we're going to see referred to in the Pasuk, they also blocked off the roads leading to Yerushalayim so nobody could go on the Shalosh Regalim to go visit the Beis HaMikdash. And even once those guards were lifted, it was too late. By then, generations had passed, and none of the people of Yisrael were interested in going in the first place. Vakshivu Beis Yisrael. Hearken, pay attention, House of Yisrael. Ubeis HaMelech HaAzinu. And the royal house, you need to listen as well. All different words for paying attention and listening. Shemua, being makshiv, and ha'azinu, of course. Ki lochem ha'mishpat. Because the judgment is yours. Judgment is going to come down upon you. You share the guilt of the nation. Ki fach heyisem lemitzpah. Because you have been a snare, you have been a trap in mitzpah. Bereshes perusa. Al Tavor, and a net spread out, extended over Tavor. So you allowed yourselves to be seduced, the Malbim says, into deviance, into Avodah Zarah. You put guards on the heights of Mitzpah and Tavor to prevent the people of the ten tribes traveling to Yerushalayim. We just learned this week about Reuven, Gad, and Chatzi Menashe taking their chelek outside Eretz Yisrael completely, and they're the first ones exiled. For all of that, when you let other priorities take the place of being part of the body politic, when you have division instead of unity, when you have sinas chinam in the second Beis HaMikdash rather than avas Yisrael, it all falls apart. Beis b'shachata seitim he'emiku, and with slaughter, with shchita, the deviance deepened like Amek. Going down deep into a valley. Their iniquities, their sins. Vani musar l'chulam. And I'm going to rebuke all of them. I'm going to castigate all of them. So the leaders of Klal Yisrael imposed the death penalty of Malchus Yisrael on anybody who went to be Ola Rega. But I'm telling you, the guilt is on everybody. The people followed willingly in the footsteps of their leaders. They weren't interested in going. Now, the Gemara in Sanhedrin points out that I made a decree, if you don't go on Aliyas HaRegel, then you are not being fulfilling an aseh, a positive commandment. But they said anybody who goes up is going to be put to death, which is a negative commandment. It's a way to not allow people to go. So they went far beyond me. And I'm going to punish them all, not just Yisrael, but Yehuda as well. Pas Gimel Ani Yodati Ephraim. I knew Ephraim. This is a definite reference, says Radakti Ravan ben Nevat, who's from Shevet Ephraim, the one who stopped people from Aliyas HaRegel in the first place. I knew Ephraim. The Yisrael lo nichechad mimeni. Yisrael was not hidden from me. Ki ata his nesa Ephraim. You have committed harlotry, Ephraim. You have committed znus. You have made yourself easy. And nitma Yisrael. Yisrael has become defiled, has become tameh. So worshipping the golden calves, being led astray for the Baal. Ibn Ezra explains that we call Yisrael Ephraim. Ephraim was the son of Yosef. And Yosef's mother Rachel was the chosen wife of Yaakov Avinu. All of the work that he did was for the sake of getting Rachel as his wife. And Leah was substituted for her. And then Rachel gave Bilhah because she was unable to have children. And Leah gave Zilpah out of jealousy as well. And finally, when Yosef was born, that's when Yaakov said, okay, we got to go home now. I have to go back down to Canaan. And finally, Ephraim u'Menashe, li heim. Yaakov Avinu said in his bracha to Ephraim and Menashe, my name will be called upon them. So all of Yisrael is called Ephraim. He suggests, maybe, says Ibn Ezra, Yehu came from Ephraim as well. So, rough times for Ephraim, because Ephraim was the first one to step away in the wrong direction. Dalad lo yidnu ma'al alehem lo shevel elohehem. They don't abandon their deeds to return to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, to return to their true God. Ki ruach zanunim bikirvam. There's a spirit of harlotry, of cheating in their midst. Es Hashem lo yada'u, and they do not know Hashem. So, they've been infected by desire. They've been infected by lust. And they don't know anything else. The descriptions I've read about people who are heroin addicts, who will betray and sell out all of their closest loved ones because all that matters is the next hit. That's what Ephraim has become. And remember, Ephraim is more than 80% of Klal Yisrael. It's the large majority of the Jewish people. They haven't sought out HaKadosh Baruch Hu even one time, says Radak. They're so attached to Avera that not even once, not even on Shabbos, they seek out HaKadosh Baruch Hu. They don't seek out his teachings. They don't seek out his ways of life. They're just full of hedonism, adultery, Znus, heresy, all connected to a lack of self-control and a lack of remembrance of who we are and to whom we owe our allegiance.